And we'll continue with USC coach Clay Helton, and the Trojans are hosting UCLA on Saturday. We'll go ahead and take questions for Coach.
To ask Coach a question, please press star 1. And your first question comes from the line of Kevin Gimble, ESPN.com.
Hey, Coach, obviously UCLA is the big rival every year, but I'm just curious, what goes into making a rivalry game? Because it feels like you've got one with Stanford, you've got one with Notre Dame, you've got one brewing with a couple other teams in the Pac-12 South. What are the characteristics of a rivalry game?
Well, I think this one's really special because you got two great universities in one city. We're very fortunate in Los Angeles to have a USC and a UCLA in the same town. And I think what makes it special is it is in the same town. You know, these kids have grown up together. They played high school ball against each other, a lot of them. And, you know, not only is it friendships, but it's relationships. I think anytime you have relationships with the other team, that there is a lot of passion that goes into it. You know, we've recruited the kids over at UCLA. UCLA has recruited our kids. So, you know, we know each other. This is obviously one of the great rivalries in college football, and it's a very, very special one for us. I've always walked away from this game now, this being my 6th year, saying, wow, what passion and what emotion goes into this game just because of the relationships that are already prior to playing it.
Do you get that same vibe when you play a Notre Dame or a Stanford, or is this one different?
When you played somebody that much for that long a time, I think they're all special. I think this one is near and dear to our heart because of, you know, them being right across town. And, again, you know, knowing the kids and these players knowing each other. So I think they each have different characteristics. I really enjoy this game. I just enjoy the passion and emotion that goes into it.
Gotcha. Thanks, Coach.
Thank you.
And your next question comes from the line of Ryan Cartge, Orange County Register.
Hi, Coach. Obviously,
hey,
the team has gone. Obviously, the team has gone through a lot this year, and you know, yet a berth in the Pac-12 title game is still on the line. And plus, obviously, this is a rivalry game. It seems like there's maybe more than usual on this game for USC. In a case like this, how much do you think one win can impact the success and the narrative of a full season?
Well, I think this is a great story for our players and especially our seniors. You look at these guys, the Cody Kesslers, the Antoine Woods, the Jaleel Penners, Trey Maddens, Anthony Sarris. You look at the adversity these guys have gone through, not only this year, but throughout their college career. I mean, they've dealt with sanctions. They've dealt with coaching changes. You know, these guys have dealt with a lot. And, you know, when we started this thing out 6 weeks ago, we said, well, what an unbelievable story it would be to go try to win a Pac-12 South championship. And here, you know, 6 weeks later, we're on the cusp of having the opportunity to do that. And, you know, it would be a neat story for a bunch of great seniors and resilient seniors to walk away Pac-12 South champions. We've got a lot of work to do. We're playing a really, really talented team, but it'd be an exceptional story, and that's one that we'd like to finish.
So you think in your case, especially this season, that it could impact, that one game could impact, you know, a full season,
you know,
as much as.
Well, I think anytime, I mean, every year you want to come out being a champion. You know, that's your goal going in. And our goal from the start of the season was we wanted to be a Pac-12 South champion. You couldn't take the next step unless you took that step. And, you know, now here's the opportunity laying at our feet. And, you know, it just happens that we're playing a really, really talented team that we're going to have to play exceptionally well against to have a chance to win. So we put ourselves in position. This is where you want to be at the beginning of the year. And, you know, now we got to just go out and play.
And do you put any personal weight on a game like this, given that the future of, you know, who coaches the team is up in the air?
No, I've never. And like I said earlier, I don't think that you can worry about what happens in the future. And that was a big point I made to the to our team. It's not about what's happened to us in the past, whether it's team or individually. It's not about what's going to happen in the future. It's about this team in this moment on this week against a very good team. I think if you try to worry about anything else outside of that, then you're not doing due diligence to the game or not giving your best, your chance the best opportunity to win the game. So my primary focus is taking just like I have for 6 weeks. You know, I've committed to myself as a coach to watch after a bunch of good kids and do everything possible, give every ounce of energy I got to help them win ball games. And whatever happens in the end happens, and I'll be able to live with it.
Great. Thanks, Coach.
Thank you.
And your next question comes on the line of Cal Goon, Salt Lake Tribune.
Yeah, I was just wondering if there's any different buzz or excitement with the team given all the stakes and if you're maybe feeling that on campus a little bit.
Oh, yeah, we had a great pep rally last night where all the students were out. You can feel the buzz. I mean, this is a special rivalry. It's a special game. It's two, you know, really, really class act schools that come together and dang, you know, play a rivalry game that's been going on a long time. So there's a lot of emotion, and one of the things that you've got to do is not only as a coach but as a player is focus on your job, you know, and our players' jobs is to worry about their assignments, their technique and fundamentals, and the effort they give to every play. And that's their job, and you have to kind of clear the mechanism of everything else around you and all the other distractions that are around you, and don't get caught looking ahead. You've got to be focused on one play at a time and trying to win one game at a time, and this is a big game.
And what do you kind of sense of these guys have to do to kind of pick themselves up after that Oregon game?
Well, I think the biggest thing is just we missed some assignments, especially in the first half. You know, we had some coverage busts, and you know, we weren't getting to the quarterback as well as we had in previous games. I thought we did a better job in the second half. Obviously, this is a talented UCLA team that I think has tremendous skill, not only at the running back position, but outside at wide receiver. So I think it's going to be very important to try to get Josh off his spot and try to get to him. It's hard. They've got a good offensive line, but we've got to apply pressure to the quarterback better than we did last week in the first half, and try to keep our DBs from having to cover as long. That's where we have to improve.
Thanks, Coach.
Yes, sir.
And we've got time for one more question.
Your next question,
yes,
comes from the line of Kyle Kingstein at One Sports.
Coach, in the time that you've been a part of this rivalry, how have you seen UCLA evolve as a program from your perspective, especially under Jim Mora?
Yeah, I think Jim's doing a great job. You know, I think he came in there and, one, did a nice job of bringing in some talented football kids and then developing. And I can't speak enough about the guy. He's done a good job over the years. He's produced a very quality football team, and one that we look forward to competing against. You know, like I said, we've recruited these kids. We've known them, and I think they've done a good job of evaluating talent, getting them on the campus, developing them, and putting them in position to win ball games. And they've done that over the last couple of years.
And when you're out on the recruiting trail, how much do you notice the result of the previous fall's game impacting guys when you're talking to them about coming and playing at USC?
I think that, you know, in recruiting, each individual is different. They kind of, you know, I've always thought that recruits find the place that fit them the best and what they're looking for. You know, USC and UCLA are two special places, and, you know, usually kids in my experience find exactly what they want academically, exactly what they want as a football fit, and the relationships they want. And, you know, a lot of good kids come to USC and a lot of the good kids go to UCLA, and that's what I think makes it a great rivalry. But I think in recruiting it's about the right fit for the kid and what the kid is exactly looking for. And we're just really blessed to have, you know, two good schools in the same town.
Thank you so much.
Yes, sir.
All right, that'll do it for today, Clayton. Appreciate your time, and good luck this weekend.
All right. Thank you, guys. Take care. Bye-bye.
Okay. See you.